Well, hello everyone. It's been a little while. I want to say I missed listening to myself on the air. Well, it's so ambitious, LA, coming to you with another podcast. This is So Ambitious LA Talk. Coming to you from G-Mode Studios, actually. It's really, I'm really excited because I am going to be a part of a G-Mode Entertainment radio station. If any of you followed any of my recordings prior, my little short take at trying the internet radio thing with working with, you know, and other people. You know, sometimes time just doesn't work itself out, and now things are falling in place, which is a really good place to start, because the topic of today, it's just peace. So the word peace, just to say a little bit about these podcasts, the So Ambitious LA Talk, you know, I really, believe like there are just a couple of things, or maybe like we can put things in like small categories to help us to kind of compartmentalize this thing called life. And I just, put things into like three, that is just peace. You know, everybody needs peace. Everybody needs and wants and seeks peace. Everybody also wants love. Peace and love pretty much go hand in hand. And then that thing called keeping it real, or just being 100. We all just need realness. So if we have peace, love, and realness, I think that, you know, we'd all be, you know, pretty whole. So the topics that I will be talking about on So Ambitious LA Talk will be the topics of peace, love, and 100. So being real. Most of us can relate. We understand what I mean when I say being 100, or, you know, whatever. You could say 1,000, whatever. And I'm just talking about being real. So today I'm just talking about being, you know, finding and having peace. You know, everybody has their own way and their own personal needs that will allow them to be peaceful. You know, some of us don't take the time to look, to find, to take a moment, to take a piece of this this world. The one thing that we can never get back is time. So take the time to find peace in maybe your environment, find peace in another environment, find peace in something that you like to do. I personally like to dance and find peace in, you know, I mean, sex is another thing that brings me peace. Find peace in that. If you're not getting in, get some, you know. It's important to just take the time, you know. There's so many crazy things going on in the world, and taking the time for yourself is really important, because, you know, we all came into this world alone, unless you're a twin. And even then, twins are individuals unless they're, you know, unless they're attached. And, you know, that's a whole nother different topic. But nevertheless, we're individuals. We intertwine and interact with each other because, you know, that's what we were put here to do, you know, to socialize and try to live together in peace, which is really hard when not everybody thinks the same way. So it's important for you to find your own. When you find yourself doing too much or too little, remember that you're the only one in control of your life. So your peace is not dependent upon what other people do. You know, so many times we quick to be like, oh, well, this happened, so, you know, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling peaceful. I can't help but be peaceful when this happened. Like, you know, I understand. But the thing is that not being peaceful, it's not going to change the situation at hand anyway. So, yeah, shit happens. Shit's going to continue to happen. The world's going to keep going whether you're here or not. So while you in this, while you in this motherfucker, is, you know, find your peace. So, on this podcast, you know, we're going to start off where it'll be me talking a lot until I start getting some people to interview, which I will. I know a lot of people, a lot of real people. So it'd be really good on that 100 segment. And like I said, today is peace. So, you know, I want to just say too, if you have experienced any loss, or any, and when I say loss, I mean like loss of a loved one, or you're experiencing some illness, or there's someone close to you who is experiencing some, you know, illness. I mean, whatever you do, whatever you know that helps you to be peaceful or to be, you know, calm, do it. Like, you know, if it's a warm cup of tea, if it's listening to your favorite song, music, if it's watching movies, if it's just taking 10 minutes to yourself, if it's meditation. I strongly advocate for meditation sometime throughout your day, your week. Take 5-10 minutes. There are apps that you can use that can help you with that. If you're somebody who is interested in meditation or you have done it before and you know that it helps, like, I mean, it just helps you just like not think about nothing. Really. And I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm somebody who has a lot, you know, a lot going on at times. When I try to meditate, which I have the opportunity to meditate daily because I'm in school for massage therapy and my teacher insists on meditation in the morning, and I think it's great. So, shit, we pay for the shit. So, but your mind's gonna wander. So don't think that because you're thinking about something else that you it's not working for you. No, your mind's going to wander, but what you do is bring it right back. Focus on your breathing. That's all it is. Meditation is just focusing on your breathing, and it's helping you to not think about nothing, because truth is, all that shit's gonna go on regardless. So it's okay to take some time and not think about anything. And when you do that, you connect more to yourself. So when you connect more to yourself, you can actually move better in this world. That's why them people meditate. That's why there are so many people meditating. Okay, so believe that. If you want to connect to yourself, if you're somebody who's not already connected, because there are people out there, you know, they don't need to meditate. I mean, I know somebody who, like, they just go. But everybody's not the same. Because if they were, there wouldn't be so many people doing it. So with that being said, some of us need that. And if you're that person who seeks, like, you know, our higher connection to self because you know you don't have it, you need to meditate, you know. Well, my educated, experienced, professional suggestion is meditation. And any other thing that's not harmful to your health or anybody else's, you should do. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't or you shouldn't. Like, you know, it's none of their business. It's not their peace you're trying to find. It is your peace. So with that being said, take care of yourself and be peaceful. If we have more of that, more people taking care of self, more people spending more time trying to self, get themselves together, then we'd have less going on out in the streets. Like, real talk. And the more that people take care of self, then you can do more for other people. Some of us want to do so much for other people, but we totally forget about ourselves. So it's important that we remember and we take care of ourselves. So, So you can find peace in your environments. You can find peace in things that you like to do. Seek out new things. I mean, just because you haven't done it doesn't mean that it can't be done. I mean, you know, people are doing... Now, one thing, people with money do lots of things, but... even if you don't have that much money, there are still things that you can do for yourself that put you in the right space so that you can get more money. So, just think about that. The other thing that I will be doing on this show, because I am able to record here in beautiful, with this beautiful view at G-Mode Studios, is I'll be playing some original music from Gmail artists. Most of all, I know really want to support no matter what. So even if I wasn't recording here in the studio, as I always have been, I've been a supporter of Gmail Entertainment. So we'll be playing music from the artist, and also letting you know what is going on. Thank you for tuning in once again for another So Ambitious LA Talk. This is my second real recording, because the rest of them, they were just for play. No, I'm just playing. Other song, this shit ain't for play. Yeah, but it's rainy, but it's very peaceful. So if it's raining outside and you have a roof over your head and you can light a candle, get some aromatherapy going on, make you some tea or cook you a little meal, or order yourself a meal and you're safe and warm and you can turn on the heater, that is a beautiful thing. So just want to say, peace is important, love is important, and being real is very important, because a lot of folks out here fake. So thank you for tuning in to So Ambitious LA Talk. Always and forever, peace, love, 100.
Welcome to another podcast. This is So Ambitious LA, and you are listening to So Ambitious LA Talk. If you listened to my last episode, I spoke about peace and how we can incorporate some strategies of peace into our life on a daily basis. Today, I want to talk about my guide for women to peace. I wrote a guide about 2 years ago now, and it was mainly because I know that I have a lot to say, and I feel like guides would be the best way to go for me to get my information out to people, or just to share the things that I know. And this is pretty much 6 things that I know that if really, ladies, if we did them on a regular basis, like consistently implemented these 6 things into our life, then we could be like stress and anxiety free. Now, I know it sounds great. I struggle with them myself, but I wrote them, and I know I struggle with doing all 6 things. I don't struggle with implementing them. I just struggle with implementing them on a consistent basis. And you're going to see that one of the things that comes up in my guide is being consistent. So let's just jump right in to my woman's guide to peace. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of pausing here because I have to pull it back. Because it is on my, okay, here we go. So, if you're looking for like the written version of this, I had it on a blog. I can also share it with you. I could share it. So if you need it and you want it and you want it written so that you can print it out and do what my sister has done, put it up on her wall so she can use it every day. That's something that I think that it would be very helpful for me too. So let's get started. Do you ever find yourself getting frustrated about small things and totally lose it about big things? Do you ever snap at people on the job, maybe your boss, coworkers, or clients because you're anxious about bills, relationships, or problems, or other personal stuff? Do you find yourself short on patience with people you love, but more tolerant with people at work because that's where you make your money to live? What if I told you, now here, this is where I try to sell, like, you know, where you're supposed to sell your guide, right? And then later on sell, yes, and later on sell to you, you coming in to hear me speak on these things, and I would love to do that. So what if I told you that in 6 steps I could teach you how to live stress and anxiety free forever? 6 things I know, and these are things that I know personally because I personally have done them and tried in a personally experienced these things. As much as you want to be a superwoman at all times, sometimes you just don't have control over your emotions, and the stressors of life can take a toll on your mind and body, not to mention hormones and other woman life factors. Between work, home, and everything else, the mind can get so loud that it affects your sleep and your ability to cope. Quiet your mind and get your peace back. Number one thing you should be doing is meditation. Now, personally, I've been able to meditate when I make it to school on time in my massage therapy class. My teacher insists on it. I said this before and I'll say it again. There's a reason why that is implemented into our classroom. So the number one thing is meditate. Do yoga, deep breathing techniques, or some other form of meditation that you are comfortable with. Use herbs that help with the relaxation. Meditate on reading while getting a massage, while getting a mani and a pedicure. Silence the phone, turn on the music, or turn it off. Just relax. I'm saying all these things because I've done my own personal research. I've done it for a very long time because myself, like, I deal with anxiety and stress and things, and I'm a woman. So I'm 45 and I've experienced a lot of different just like emotions at different times in my life. So I understand. Moving on to the next. I'm sure you already know that exercise is essential to getting and staying healthy. However, if you're anything like me, you probably look at it as an optional task rather than a way of life. Now, I know it's important now, so I don't really think of it as an optional task. It's just hard to implement it, but it should be a way of life. The number two thing you should be doing is exercising. Yes, 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 exercising. Based on your schedule, whether it be consistent or flexible, identify times when you can get in at least 10 to 20 minutes of cardio, 2 to 3 times per week. I wouldn't say finding it difficult, but just I haven't been doing it, so I have to do it. I'm going to read this and implement. Keep the blood pumping to the heart. Live. Do workouts that you are most comfortable with. Choose a low-impact class or at your gym or in the community. Search for YouTube videos, YouTube workout channels, walk, skate, ride a bike, run, or dance. Low to medium impact yoga and dancing classes are great for women who prefer less rigorous workouts, like myself, because I really do not, like, I really don't care for the gym. I just have to be perfectly honest with you. I've been in the gym. I've even showed, like, pictures of me going to the gym, but if you notice, like, they only last for, like, a month because I don't really care for it. But what I do care for is dancing, and I really would like to create a low-impact dance aerobics class, mainly dance hall, incorporating stretching and dance hall movements. So just some fun stuff and get that body going. I did it before and I will do it again, so stay tuned for that. As a woman, you find yourself taking care of the needs of other people on a consistent basis and neglect to take care of your own needs. In order for you to truly be happy in life, you must consistently take care of you. Otherwise, what good are you to anyone else? The number three thing you should be doing is be consistent. And remember, I said that consistent will come up, and it is the number three thing that we all need to be doing. Man, woman, consistency. Put your workout and personal time in your schedule. Use your phone, calendar, or post-it notes for reminders. When planning for the day or week, communicate your scheduled workout or personal time. For example, okay, on Thursday, I have a workout scheduled from 2 p.m. to 2:30, so I am available anytime after that. Have a beauty or self-care days. At least once a month, get in a do me day. Me and my sister, we implemented those days like a long time ago. It's been harder nowadays to do that as our responsibilities have changed. But we get them in. Do me days. Everybody should get a do me day. Especially women. You need that. Do your thing. So crazy. Here comes the noise because I'm recording in a place that I wouldn't want to record it before. I'm recording in my car right now because I'm outside the studio and, you know, I'm going to record on the inside. But if this one works, it's going to work. So I got to go. I got to get my episodes in because I haven't been doing that. So here we go. So that's the first time and you will not hear another one. Do you love to eat good food? I know I do. And counting calories and other dieting programs can take the pleasure away from eating good. The number four thing you should be doing is eating good. Eat good. That just means eat less of the bad and more of the good foods. Use portion control, take snacks for on the go. When eating out, choose wisely, enjoy your food. You know, you got to do what you got to do, but you need
continue to enjoy your food, but, you know, using portion control and taking maybe nutritional snacks on the way, and just choosing the things that you eat wisely. Enjoy your food. I think I said another, I'm so sorry. You are way more creative than you think. You have the ability to make things happen that you thought could never be done. I know. You are the writer, director, and the main character in your life movie. It's a movie. You are the boss of you. The number five thing you should be doing is being creative. You be creative. Like, don't let nobody stop your creativity. Do easy workouts. So, you know, when it comes to doing your workouts, implementing them, be creative. Like, use your space, use your time. So I said, be creative, do easy workouts, do it in the shower, while doing your hair and makeup, while cooking. Find peace in the midst of chaos. Always look for the positive and bad situations. Talk it out. Calmly or walk away gracefully. I like that. I'm gonna say that again. Talk it out calmly or walk away gracefully, because we don't have to get into arguments back and forth with people. You could just walk away. Just walk away gracefully, though. Use your best qualities to keep or rid yourself of relationships. So you know who you are. Sometimes relationships that you have are just not good for you. So, and then sometimes they are. But if you know that it's causing you to not be peaceful when you're dealing with someone or some entity, then, you need to rid yourself of it. Find ways to use your creativity to make yourself some extra money. Been working on, do a podcast, because something, using this Anchor podcast, I found that I can get paid. I said that at the commercial in the beginning of this, it tells you that. So just understand there are different ways, and it may take some time, as it is for me, but it is something that can be done. You can do, by getting paid doing the things that you actually love to do. It may start off slow, but if you continue to work your way, you will finally get to where you need to be. I apologize for the cars passing by. But you gotta do what you gotta do. So, make money doing things that you enjoy. Use your unused skills. So maybe things that you know that you're really good at, or that, you had this talent for a long time, or you've had this skill, or it's embedded inside of you and you don't use it. Use it. Work with what you already have and invest wisely. Okay, so I just have my cell phone, so I'm working with what I already have. Like, I don't necessarily need to be inside the studio. I'm recording this right now inside of my car. Use what you already have. I've done this plenty of times before, and I could do it at any time. Use what you already have. There are other things that you use outside. Use your house. Use a portion of your house to implement to the things that you like to do. Use your space. Do whatever. Do what you need to do to get in what you are hoping to accomplish. Work with what you, like I said, work with what you already have. Invest wisely. Never mind what others might say. Just do it. So who cares? Like, people might be like, what the heck? She's like recording in her car. What is she? She does this. She does that. Now she's over here. Now she's over there. Listen, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if it's everything, then it's everything. You want to know what I do? I do everything. I do everything. And you don't have to be like me. So just know that. Be who you want to be. Be yourself. Don't worry about what I do. And that's what you tell people. Don't worry about what I do. So I put an example, like write an ebook. I tried that too. Like, it's not that I can, I still will. This guide is actually, it was actually meant to be an ebook in the first place, but I really like I really think that my voice should be on air. I know that I can write, so maybe I'll write things and then I will just share it. I like what I'm doing right now. So I like that I'm sharing this to you, with you. And I like that you can hear me on this podcast. So, your entire life belongs to you and only you. No one else in this world should be allowed to drain you of your happiness. Not bill collectors, your boss, coworkers, employees, or clients. Not your friends, family members, spouse, partner, or loving children. No one. You have the right to enjoy the pleasures of life, because as long as you are living and breathing, you have options. Number six, have fun. Have fun. Have fun. Like, live your life. Live life. Spend time with your friends and family. Be open to new experiences. Travel. Dance to your favorite music. Sing or lip sync to your favorite songs. I do that. You probably heard me sing to Sade. I love that. I love to sing. Whether you think I can sing or not, I don't care. Live life. You should be doing all six things on a regular basis to ensure your relief from stress and anxiety. True that, true that. If you just implement two or three, you may feel a little relief. However, the stress and anxiety is guaranteed to creep back into your life because you are not taking care of the whole you. You want to be free to live life you deserve, then do all six. So I want to be free, and I'm being honest with you, like, you need to do all six. You need to do all six, because I do well because I do all six. Consistency is the thing, though. They happen. I feel good. I feel great. But six. Oh, yes. I had a PS. PS number seven is have great sex. That's it. Nothing else in regards to that. I'm not going to get into sex life or my sex life for right now. So, there's more to come. If you're interested, check back, please. Come back. Listen to another podcast. This is your girl, So Ambitious LA. I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for letting me express myself and sharing with you things that I know, things that I've experienced, things that I can share that will help people. Because I feel like so many times we in effort to help people, we tell them do this, you know. No, we don't even tell them to do this, this, and that. We say you should do this, change this, do that, but we don't give you the tools. Like, you need the tools. So I believe that I gave some tools. This once again was the Woman's Guide, Six Steps to Peace. Six Steps to the Woman's Guide and Peace. You can call it whatever you want. It's just six steps to peace. And it is directly towards women, because I am a woman. If you are a man and you're listening because you like to hear my voice, and I think that's awesome, and you could continue listening, please tune back in. But please share this. Share this with your mama, your sister, your girl, your daughter. Share it, please, because I think it's important. I mean, so many times we keep things to yourself and to ourselves, and I don't want to keep anything to myself. I want to share it with my people. And I'm going to tell you, because I'm black, my people come first. Those are my people. And everybody else who believes in peace, love, 100, this is for you too. Love y'all. Enjoy your day, whatever day it is, whatever day you are listening to this podcast on. For me, it is Saturday. Whatever day you tuned in, enjoy it, cherish it, and always peace, love, 100. Thank you.